Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. From 1999 to 2018, suicide rates increased by 35% in the United States. In 2018, rural areas had higher rates compared to our urban neighbors. The available evidence about ag producers' mental health generally demonstrates higher psychological distress, depression, and anxiety than the general population. This is not a surprise to producers and those involved in ag industries. The list of factors working against mental peace is huge. Uncertain weather conditions, market prices, government regulations, extreme climactic events, isolation from friends and family, death and suffering of animals, ever-changing technology, property values, distressed relationships, pesticide exposure, additional off-farm job, financial strain, escalating health problems, access to lethal means, duty to past generations, ineffective coping mechanisms, and a lack of available health services. Whew, that's enough to make anyone's blood pressure rise. South Dakota University and University of Illinois recently teamed up, surveying farmers in the American Midwest. The only factor to emerge as having a significant relationship with the suicide risk score was coping through self-blame. While suicidality is often considered the outcome of mental illness, their findings did not suggest that suicide risk among farmers is related to mental illness. Further examination of self-blame as a coping strategy is needed, along with increased public health access. Suicide is an avoidable crisis. Every person knows someone that has either attempted or completed a suicide. Recognizing the signs of a struggle is an important first step to prevention. On many occasions, a change in behavior or lack of interest in things they typically enjoy are key indicators. Someone who is struggling may be anxious or worried, even giving away personal things. They may mention they are unhappy, seem quieter than usual, sleeping more than normal, or having sleep issues. They may talk about wanting to die, that life would be better off without them, or saying they want it all to end. Knowing a few ways to help can be so important, whether this help is for you or for someone you know. Asking a friend or a loved one about suicide will not put the thought into their head or increase their risk of dying by suicide. If you or someone you know has mentioned or is experiencing suicidal thoughts or behaviors and needs assistance, use the National Crisis Suicide Hotline at 988. You can use this number to call or text, and the hotline is staffed 24/7 by a real person. You or your loved ones do not have to be actively suicidal to use this number. Other resources can be found through kansasagstress.org or by calling any Wildcat Extension District office. In 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Nothing is certain except death and taxes." I'll add the advice, don't rush either of these. To find resources, call at Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.